From NPR News, this is Weekends on All Things Considered. Guy Raz is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The topic that dominated the political conversation this week was rising gas prices. The national average is approaching $4 a gallon. It's a chunk of change out of our pockets, maybe a harbinger of inflation. President Obama focused on gas prices in his weekly radio address today and from the road all week. But we couldn't help thinking we've heard this song before.
Gas prices, gas prices, gas prices.
National average for a gallon of gas will likely hit $3.17
per gallon for regular unleaded gasoline.
There's no escaping the pain at the pump.
Those clips are not from this week, as you can hear, not even this year. Dick Pohlman, national political columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, says he's covered this story a few times.
The narrative arc is that the prices jump. We get visuals on cable news of the digital readouts at the pump, anecdotal interviews of people filling their cars and being angry.
Well, I'm not going to be happy.
I was like, man, that's too high.
Does it drive me nuts? Yeah.
But you have to put gas in your car.
Then you get people in the opposing party saying something ought to be done about this.
Americans looking at the price of gas at the pump these days are justifiably upset.
We're about to get into the high driving season.
Then whoever's in the White House turns around and says we're going to try to get to the bottom of this.
The administration are actively working to prevent us from increasing our own oil
House
production
Republicans
here at
want
home.
To do something now. Immediately began the orderly sale.
So everybody sort of covers themselves
of our
politically.
Strategic petroleum reserve to try to moderate the price of fuel.
In a few months, prices stabilize, or maybe they dip a little bit, and everybody just goes back about their daily business as if it never happened, and then the next time, it happens as if it's for the first time.
Pain at the pump is getting ready to make a comeback.
These prices are just absolutely ridiculous.
The jump to a two-year high.
Sticker shock is back at your local gas station.
Prices at the pump now...